Now, look at verse 33. They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Now, go to John chapter 1. Now, Matthew is the book in the Gospels that really just hits the Jews hard. I mean, almost in an indiscreet way, or excuse me, in a discreet way, through the parables, you see that he's saying, you know, the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. They shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. You see all these parables that it's in reference to the servant, but it's really talking about the Jews. But John, the book of John is the most insulting towards the Jews. If you think about it, I mean, John chapter 8 is the most insulting chapter towards the Jews. He's calling them children of the devil. That's an insult. He's like, you guys are a bunch of reprobates. You guys are children of the devil. And look, we think of John, he's just like the beloved John. You know, and we use John to give that to brand new believers, you know. You know, it's the easiest to read, yet it's the most insulting gospel towards the Jews. Look at John chapter 1 and verse number 11. He came into his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Now, you ask this guy, Justin LeBlanc, which I don't recommend you do. He says, there you go, you know. He gives you the power to become the son of God, but you're not a son of God yet. You know, not all Christians are the sons of God. Well, you stop reading, Justin. Look what it says. Even to them that believe on his name. So he gave power to become the sons of God, even unto who? To them who believe on his name. And it says in verse 13, which were born not of blood. What does that mean? Not of lineage. You see, we're not Catholics who say, well, I'm Catholic because of my grandma, because of my great-great-grandfather who was a Catholic. That's not the way it works here. It's not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. One pastor in the old IFB, I remember he made a profound statement, and it's true. He said, you know, God doesn't have grandchildren. He only has children. Why? Because every single person in this world has to make a decision to trust Christ as their Savior. And when that person trusts Christ as their Savior, their descendants, their physical descendants, are not automatically saved just because they are saved. They have to make the individual decision to be saved as well. Why? Because God doesn't have grandchildren. It's not of blood. They have to make the decision to believe on Christ.